listening to the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. Hi, my name's Shane Vanderhart. Today I'd like to talk about an opportunity for you, your family, and your church to get involved in sharing Christ's love in a practical way. Operation Christmas Child is a ministry my family and I have been involved with for a number of years. And since 1993, Operation Christmas Child has collected and delivered more than 146 million gift-filled shoeboxes to children in more than 150 countries and territories. And for many of these kids, the gift-filled shoebox is the first gift they've ever received. To talk about this more, I'm joined by Nicole Sheldon. She's the Upper Midwest Regional Director with Operation Christmas Child. But before we get to that, first a word from our sponsors.
At American Principles Project, we believe that human dignity should be at the heart of public policy. We work in all 50 states and in Washington, D.C. to promote life, religious freedom, local control over education, authentic economic progress for working Americans, and a return to constitutional principles such as federalism. Want to help American Principles Project? Visit our website today, AmericanPrinciplesProject.org. That's AmericanPrinciples, P-L-E-S, project.org. Sign up for email updates. Help us out. We want to work with you. That's AmericanPrinciplesProject.org.
Hey, this is Shane Vanderhart, and the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast is only made possible through sponsors like American Principles Project, as well as Travis Riswold of Modern Woodmen of America. Now, call Travis if you have any life insurance need. You can give him a call at 515-883-0029. Again, that's 515-883-0029. He can help you find the life insurance you need. Thanks to both. And on to my interview with Nicole Sheldon, the Upper Midwest Regional Director with Operation Christmas Child. How did Operation Christmas Child get started, and what do you guys basically do?
Yeah, so we actually inherited, Samaritan's Purse inherited Operation Christmas Child from another radio show that was happening in Wales over in Europe. And what happened was they were collecting shoebox gifts for kids in orphanages in Romania, and they were collecting Christmas gifts for them. And so their project ended up growing so quickly that it got to be overwhelming for them. And so they contacted Samaritan's Purse and asked if we would like to take over the shoebox project. So we took it over in 93, and we changed the name. We made it into something called Operation Christmas Child. And originally what we did was we sent shoebox gifts to kids in need around the world to share with them about the Christmas child, about Jesus. Mm-hmm. So it really was originally a Christmas gift for children, and to share the Christmas message and about Jesus. But as we have grown, so since 1993, we are now in, I can't add very well, but the 20-something year of doing it. We have gotten to be more strategic. We've gotten way more organized. We've grown a lot. We have now delivered over 146 million shoeboxes to over 100 countries. So with that growth comes a lot of strategy and organization. And now what we say is that we are working with the local church around the world to provide a tool for them to be able to do evangelism, discipleship, and multiplication. So we provide the tool for churches to be able to share Christ with kids through the shoebox gift.
Okay, so basically what types of things go into the shoebox? And what types of things do you guys intentionally
What don't you
out?
Want?
I know that that's changed over the years.
Yeah, so the basics that we encourage people to put in would be hygiene items, school supplies, and something to play with or something to hold. Like an example would be a stuffed animal, a ball, a doll. Examples of the hygiene items would be things like a toothbrush, soap, washcloth, things like that. And school supplies would be things like a notebook, pencils, erasers, any kind of a school supply. And what we encourage people, what we don't allow, so I shouldn't say don't encourage, we don't allow people to put in anything that would break, spill, or melt. So liquids are out of the question. Mm-hmm. Any kind of food is out of the question. So What I tell people is if you can put it in your mouth and swallow it, we don't allow it.
Okay.
This year, candy and toothpaste have been put on the list of inappropriates because we've been having a lot of problems with customs with candy and toothpaste because they have
Okay.
expiration dates.
Ah, gotcha. We were wondering
Yeah.
about that because we knew, remembered it used to, you guys used to allow hard candy.
Yep.
Obviously chocolate, since it melts,
Yep.
is not
Yep.
appropriate. And
Yep.
tooth, and I remember we used to put in toothpaste too, so okay.
Yep, so that's why is just because there's been a lot of customs issues. If somebody opens it up and they see an expiration date and it's expired, they think that there's something wrong with it, and they also think that it could be something medical, which is interesting that in other countries when there's expiration dates, it's often a medical, like they can't tell if the toothpaste is really toothpaste or if it's something like a medicine.
Okay.
So it can actually put a stop to an entire sea container if they find something that they won't let through. So we've had so many problems with candy and toothpaste that we've just decided to eliminate them totally because we want the shoeboxes to get in.
Right. So, as far as how does a Samaritan's Purse advance the gospel through these shoebox gifts. I mean, what do you guys do on your end? What happens to the local church end?
Yeah. Well, what we do on our end, it's really simple. We really just pack the shoeboxes, we collect the shoeboxes, and we ship the shoeboxes. And then on the other end, we have national leadership teams, which are local believers in every country that we go to, who work with the local church in every country that we're in. And those shoebox gifts get delivered to that national leadership team, and then they make decisions about who gets the gifts, where the gifts are distributed, and the goal is that a child would only receive a gift one time in their lifetime. And the goal also is that it would be part of some kind of a evangelistic outreach event that the child would be a part of. So think like Vacation Bible School or something that's really fun that has things like music, maybe games, maybe skits, crafts, and then a gospel presentation. And then the shoebox gifts are usually the last thing that's given. So most of the time, kids don't even realize that they're receiving a shoebox gift, but the local church ties it in as just a special event with some special surprises that kids are going to get if they come. And so it's like an outreach event in a community that they'll do with the goal is also to bring unbelieving kids, kids who don't know Jesus as a part of this outreach event.
Okay, so do people or do you encourage people to put in gospel tracts, or is that something you encourage people not to add to their
You
shoebox?
know, I think it's either way. We just really encourage people to pray about what to put into their gift. And if they're feeling led to put in some kind of gospel material or a Bible, it's totally up to them. It really just depends on where it goes and who receives it, if they can read it or not.
That's true.
Yeah, so we've heard stories of kids who have received Bibles and it was the thing they were praying for, and that's what they got in their box, and they were just, over the moon about it. They were so excited to get a Bible. But sometimes kids can't read it or
Right.
it's, not in the language, so they have a very hard time reading it. So this is what I say to everybody is pack really basic, really simple, like way more simple than you would think. Simple items, things that you think a child would like, and then really pray about what God would want you to put in the box because it might be something that to you sounds off the wall, but to a child it might be exactly what they were praying for, or something that they had wanted, something that answers a need in their life. So God has an amazing way of giving kids just miraculous things that they have prayed for.
Yeah,
So,
because often when you pack that box, you don't know exactly where it's going to end up going, typically,
yes,
right?
correct.
Even though the distribution centers, the Upper Midwest one's in Bloomington still.
Yep, it's somewhere in the Twin Cities. This year it's in Lakeville,
Okay, you
Minnesota,
guys
which
moved.
is,
Okay,
yep.
so now do you have this year? Do you have specific countries boxes are going to be shipped to from the Upper Midwest region?
Yep, we will have specific countries. We don't have them yet. We're
Oh,
supposed
okay.
to get them, we think, in like a couple weeks, because we haven't gotten our shipping schedule yet from the processing center. But we do have a program called Follow Your Box. Have you heard of Follow Your Box before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah. So people can go online to pay the $9 shipping donation, and then they can print out a label, stick that label to the top of their box, and then that gets scanned at the processing center and scanned when it goes into the sea container. And then they get an email letting them know what country their box went to. Not the specific city because we can't track it that close, but it's really fun to know what country your box went to.
Now they can when you pack your shoebox, you people can actually they tailor it to a specific age group and gender, correct?
Yes. Yep. So it's you pick a boy or a girl, and then we have three different age categories, 2 to 4, 5 to 9, or 10 to 14. So you just pick one of those age categories, and then you fill your box, thinking and praying through what you think that that child would want or need.
And how have you seen churches get involved in encouraging their people to get involved with Operation Christmas Child?
Yeah, well, when churches really understand the big picture of Operation Christmas Child, when they really understand that it is an opportunity to share the gospel with kids, that we have a discipleship program that follows the boxes that millions of kids have gone through and millions of kids have accepted Christ through, they really see it as a missions effort for their church and a way that anybody can get involved, that little kids can get involved and seniors can get involved and everybody in between. And we have seen it, people really catch on to it as a way to be a part of the Great Commission, a way of sharing the gospel with people all over the world without leaving your home, without buying a plane ticket and learning another language and going overseas. But they really have embraced it as a missions opportunity, which is what it is. So we're really excited that more and more churches are really understanding our strategy and our emphasis on really the gospel and the evangelism and the discipleship of the shoebox.
I know things that we've done in the past is through our church we've encouraged or we've planned shoebox packing parties
Yeah.
where my wife and well we my wife would also has she collects different things she sees throughout the year, so we have a bunch of different items we can put in boxes and do multiple shoeboxes. And I know through the church we've encouraged certain weeks where let's bring, these type of items, and it changes up each Sunday, and then you have
Yeah.
your packing party. And then of course, people can go to the distribute volunteer for the distribution center as well, right?
Yes. Yep.
And how would they go about doing that?
Well, we're signing people up right now, and they just go online to SamaritansPurse.org/OCC, and you can sign up to serve at any of our processing centers, which we have 8 across the United States. The closest one to you is in Minneapolis. And you can sign up anytime from 9 in the morning until 10 at night and bring a group of just one person to up to 50 people or more. I think you can only sign up for 50 online, but you could sign up for 2 or 3 groups if you wanted. And so, yeah, we're going this year. We start on. I'm just looking this up while I'm talking to you. We start with volunteers on the 21st of November and we end on the 16th of December. So it really depends always on how many shoeboxes we get in and then how quickly those shoeboxes get processed. So that last day is kind of iffy. Sometimes we end a few days early, sometimes we go a little bit late, but we're pretty good at guesstimating how long it's going to go for. And you have to be 13 to sign up. Because of just safety issues in the processing center with our insurance. But yeah, we have lots of groups come in and it's a super fun volunteer time, almost like a service project. What I tell people is that it reminds me of Santa's workshop. Like when you think of the old TV shows where it shows Santa's workshop with everybody working on boxes, getting them ready, taping them up, getting them ready to be shipped. And they're the last people who get to see what the child is going to open and get to pray for the child who's going to receive that box. So it's really a fun opportunity for people to go and just be a part of it before the boxes get shipped overseas.
Yeah, I was impressed with how the setup, you guys have really, I think, gotten it to a science as far as how, you know, to be able to pack these things and get them, you know, obviously there's people inspect and then they can, you know, shoe boxes that aren't necessarily full, you guys add things to, right? So, I mean, yeah, we were amazed how many boxes we were able to, you know, get crated up and ready to go in just a couple hours we were there. So how long have you been involved with Operation Christmas Child?
Well, I have been on staff for 10 years, but I have been packing shoe boxes. I was just trying to figure that out this morning. I want to say for 20 years. It's a little bit fuzzy to me when I started.
It goes fast.
But yeah, I started packing shoe boxes when I was a youth pastor at a church. And then I actually brought the whole project to my church and I became the project leader at my church. So I got my whole church involved. And that's how I found out about Operation Christmas Child. And then I ended up coming on staff and then I've been packing shoe boxes still since then. So it's been a while, I think around 20 years.
And is there, I know I'm asking you to think of this off the top of your head, but just is there a neat story you'd like to share for our listeners about how a kid's been impacted?
Yeah, one of my favorites. Yeah, I have a lot of favorite stories, but the one that I love to share with people is that we got to be a part of a shoebox distribution on in Panama, on these little islands off the coast of Panama called the San Blas Islands. And what happens with the American teams when we go over and get to be a part of shoebox distributions is we really just get to watch. So we get to see the fruit of our labor. We get to see how the local church is using the shoebox gifts and what God's doing through the ministry. So this particular distribution was on, or this week of distributions was on all these little tiny islands off the coast of Panama. And the islands were really remote. We had to ask the chief of the island permission to do shoebox distributions on their islands, which was also interesting. Yeah. We also had to take boats to get to all of the different islands. And one of the distributions we did, a mom came up to us afterwards and she had two little girls, one on each hand. And the little girls were, we think, about 6 or 7, and they were dressed identically, little yellow dresses, and they were twins. They were identical twin girls. So what the mom said to us was, she said, my daughter just was a part of your program, and this daughter, she pointed at one of them, this daughter was able to receive a gift, but the other daughter didn't come in time, and so she was not able to get a gift. And she said, can we get her a gift? Is that possible? Well, the rule is you're not supposed to give someone a gift who wasn't at the outreach event, because the whole point is to share the gospel with the child, you know?
Yeah.
So we started looking. We looked through all the cartons, tried to see if there's any more boxes. And honestly, there weren't any boxes left. They were all gone. So we said to the mom, well, if you're okay with it, we're really sorry we don't have any boxes left, but maybe your one daughter could share what she has in her box with the other daughter. And the mom just smiled. She was like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. You know, very happy. Uh-huh. So what happens is they all sit down in front of us and they start opening up. One of the little girls starts opening up her box. And this was the amazing part of it, was that when she opened up her box, there was two of every single thing in that box. And it was, so think, two baby dolls, two toothbrushes, two bars of soap, every single thing had two of it in it. And so she just kept, like, the little girl held one for herself and then handed one to her sister and then held the other one for herself and handed it to her sister. And
neat.
Everybody who was watching was just so excited. They were like, oh, this is so amazing that God gave the twin girl a box that had two of everything in it, and she has an identical twin sister. And her twin sister didn't get a box. So it was just a really fun and meaningful, humbling, like, thing to get to watch in person, because it just showed us that God knows every child who's going to get a box. He knows what they need. He knows what they want. He knew that that girl was going to get a box and she'd have a twin sister and her sister wouldn't get a box, you know? And so it becomes very personal, where you think, okay, out of, you know, however many million kids are getting boxes, God gave this particular box to this child. So, and we've seen examples like that. I've seen examples like that in person many times, where it just is really awe-inspiring to see how God works through the ministry.
Well, Nicole, thank you for taking the time to share this ministry with our listeners. I appreciate it. And
Yes.
we'll be putting the links up in the podcast and encouraging people to go sign up. And people, if they miss the deadline to, send a package, they can also donate, right?
Oh, yes. Yep. So National Collection Week, a big National Collection Week is November 13th through the 20th. You can look online on our website, samaritanspurse.org/OCC, for any drop-off location near you and their hours. And then if you're coming to the processing center in Minneapolis, you can also bring boxes with you to the processing center. If you miss the whole thing, you could always donate directly to the ministry for shipping, for shoe boxes. You can also pack an online shoebox. We've had this for the past few years, which is kind of fun to be able to do a virtual shoebox online. Yeah, so there's lots of different ways you can participate and be involved.
Well, hey, thank you so much, and God bless.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
And that concludes this episode of the Caffeinated Thoughts Podcast. I'd like to encourage you to check out SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to learn about all the different ways that you can get involved with Operation Christmas Child. If you're listening to this podcast on third-party app, I'd like to encourage you to check out caffeinatedthoughts.com because not only do we have a podcast, but we have daily content going up on the website as well. Be sure to check that out. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, sign up for our email updates. Hey, this is Shane Vanderhart. Until next time, take care.